This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 2nd, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On August 23rd, a Chinese Christian student summer camp hosted by a house church in Henan Province was raided by more than 30 local communist authorities, reports International Christian Concern. The church was accused of, quote, conducting illegal religious activities, end quote. Its chairs, desks, along with the projecting device, were confiscated during the process. One church member said that the officials from the Ethnic and Religious Affairs Bureau claimed that they had received, quote, a tip from residents, end quote, during their raid. No one wore uniforms or showed their IDs. Once they entered, they started to videotape and take photos. The pastor's wife was taken by the police. Please pray for our Chinese brothers and sisters in Christ where the persecution is intensifying. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is expected to report a record-smashing $350 million fundraising haul for the month of August, reports the Daily Mail. President Barack Obama's best haul in September 2008 was $193 million. Earlier Tuesday, the Associated Press reported that President Donald Trump had pulled most of his advertising from TV airwaves, as Biden recently outspent the incumbent by tenfold. As America's future hangs in the balance, last Sunday, Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, began a three-part sermon series entitled Reclaiming America's Liberty.
This morning, let's take a snapshot of the birth of America's freedom, because we are losing these freedoms right now. Then, if we dare, let's look at where we are today in 2020 and recognize that everything that makes America great is hanging in the balance in this forthcoming presidential election. We're talking about freedom versus socialism. Socialism is communism with lipstick. It's prosperity versus 70% taxation. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness versus the destruction of our police force and a dictatorship of anarchy that now portrays itself in cities like Portland and was present the other night when we walked out of the gates of the White House by the tyrants in the street.
And Pastor Hagee urged Christians to fast and pray for America this week.
The secret weapon of our forefathers was not a bigger bomb or a faster jet or a more destructive tank. The secret weapon of our forefathers that has saved this republic twice was fasting and prayer. In 1797, just 14 days after America won the independence from Britain, our relationship with France collapsed. The French Revolution had plunged that nation into chaos and rebellion. Does this sound familiar? These were the four objectives of the French Revolution: to close the churches, to stop Christian worship, to rewrite history, and to topple the statues of national heroes. Does that sound familiar? France's new leader seized America's ships and demanded that millions of dollars in bribes be paid by America to France to sponsor the revolution. America refused to pay these French terrorists. President Adams called General George Washington. The both of them put their minds together, and they came up with this solution. On March the 23rd, 1798, they called upon the American people, listen to this, for a day of solemn humiliation, fasting, and prayer, that they may call to mind our numerous offenses against the Most High God. That's called repentance. They implore His pardoning mercy through the great mediator, Jesus Christ, that we may remember, I'm still quoting the prayer, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, end of quote.
Joel 2 verse 12 says, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. 39 missing and endangered children have been recovered in a major operation to retrieve endangered and missing children in Georgia called Operation Not Forgotten, reports Christian Headlines. According to the Associated Press, some of the missing children were likely victims in child trafficking. There were at least 9 arrests that were included in 26 different warrants. And finally, in the last 46 years, despite the good intentions of the American pro-life movement, 62 million babies have been murdered in the womb since Roe v. Wade. That's why Grace Life Church of Dallas is holding their Pro-Life is Not Enough conference on Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th. The church contends that, quote, pro-life is not enough. We must return to a biblical understanding of God's law. Abortion is the murder of a human being made in the image of God and is a national sin requiring national repentance. The goal is not to overturn Roe v. Wade. The goal is the ending of abortion in our nation. A so-called right to an abortion is not only unconstitutional, it is anti-constitutional and illegal, end quote. Held at the Ivy International Education Center on Parker Road in Plano, Texas, the Pro-Life is Not Enough conference will feature Bradley Pierce, the executive director of Abolish Abortion Texas. Listen to Bradley's analysis.
If you accept, for example, that Hitler has the authority to legalize the murder of Jews, you've already lost the war. If Hitler says it's legal to murder Jews, you don't say, we need to get him out of office and get somebody else in there. You say, no, that's wrong. I don't care who you are or what office you hold, that's wrong, that's evil. But that's the same thing we've done with the court. And that's what I was doing with the court. I was saying in my heart, well, yeah, they have the authority to legalize abortion. That's why we need to get people on there who have the authority to criminalize abortion. But we need to reject that authority altogether. They do not have the authority to legalize something that God says is criminal. They don't have the authority to legalize what God says is evil.
Their 8 speakers include John Speed, the co-producer of the pro-life documentary Babies Are Murdered Here, John Barrows, who has ministered full-time on the sidewalk outside of Orlando Women's Abortion Mill since 2010, and Shane Dotson, who has been urging pregnant women to choose life outside of the abortion mill in Norman, Oklahoma for 5 years. The cost is $55 per person or $89 for a family. You can get your tickets through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.